may also be performing for the final time here at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I would imagine we have at least a few Merrill Blue Jay fans listening in. I spy with my broadcaster's eye all the way across the way Matt Matano from WJMT Radio, sending this game back up to Merrill. Very limited signal in the nighttime coverage pattern for WJMT. So if you are a Blue Jays fan and you're listening in, well, may your team have limited success tonight. Starting five being introduced for the visiting Blue Jays, there's Quinn Steckbauer, the senior, and their captain coming out, joined by Michael Casper, a junior, Connor Moots, who is also a junior, Chase Bunnell, and let's see, Caleb Tim completes the starting lineup for the visiting Blue Jays. For the D.C. Everest Evergreens, we're going to introduce them in numerical order. So here comes the senior Zion Turner being introduced to this big crowd. The other starters for the Evergreens will be Alex Studeman, Brian Hallenbeck, Ethan Ostrowski, and big Jake Broadhagen. So the two seniors will be on the floor for the opening tap for the Evergreens here. Looking across the way, wondering if that was Athletic Director Jim Seckel on the mic, if this was going to be one of those nights of other duties as assigned. It is not. Sometimes just hard to hear through a big crowd and through our PA system. So the teams will get final instructions at their bench. Now the Evergreens are going to send their starting five right out. And it is Jake Broadhagen who goes right to the center circle. He will jump center for the Evergreens. So can the Evergreens get themselves a 20-point turnaround from when these teams first met? Looks like Caleb Tim, a junior, is going to jump. The Evergreens will have four of their five starters back next year. Merrill has three of their five starters back next year as well. So both of these teams will be competing again next season. Ball's in the air. Wow, that's a double tap, and it's not called. Let's light this candle with a flicker, no doubt. Blue Jays control. Caleb Tim tapped that double tap to himself and got it into the backcourt. Chase Bunnell drives in, travels. Blue Jays turn it over. So the whistle that should have sounded, no bother. Evergreens get the ball. Zion Turner will walk it up. Turner will run the point in this first set. Now over to Hallenbeck, shooting guard here, gets a screen from Ostrowski. Hallenbeck picks up his dribble, gives it to Ostrowski. Zion Turner through the lane, extra pass down low to Broadhagen. It's off Big Jake's hands and turned over on the baseline. So both teams turn the ball over on their first possessions. We're 30 seconds in, no score. Quinn Steckbauer will bring it up. Quinn against Zion Turner. There's the matchup within the game to keep an eye on. To the baseline, Michael Casper passes up the shot. Goes into the corner. Chase Bunnell, three. Baseline, two strong. Hallenbeck gets the rebound for the Evergreens. A one-and-done trip for Merrill. Here's Zion Turner to the front court. Blue Jays are back on defense. This will be a half-court set. Here is Alex Studeman back to Hallenbeck. Three ball right to the bottom of the bucket. Brian Hallenbeck opens the scoring with a three from the right side elbow. 3-0 Evergreens. Steckbauer, does he have an answer? Splits defenders to the rim. He is fouled. Hallenbeck and Turner were part of the double team. There's going to be free throws here. And the foul is going to be on Brian Hallenbeck. His first and the team's first. Yeah, when these teams met before, a lot of whistles. In fact, playing time was very much dictated by who had fouls to give. Steckbauer is practically automatic from the free throw line. He makes the first. Basketball is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home, here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one. The Brainerd Funeral Home, proud sponsor of local high school sports. Steckbauer makes the second, 3-2 Evergreens. Zion Turner now to Studeman and into the corner, Ostrowski. Ostrowski's been quiet the last couple of games. No time like now for Ethan to wake up. To Hallenbeck, splits defenders to Broadhagen. Tried to set him up for a three. The pass was down at his feet. Broadhagen recovers, though, and the Evergreens left to reset. Hallenbeck screen, foul line with his dribble. Goes in, tries to kick this back out to Ostrowski. Gets his feet set. Open three, no good. Should have been out of bounds. That hit the top of the rigging. Instead, the rebound comes to the Blue Jays anyway. Clearing that board, going back here is Ethan Waller. Waller has come in, so the Blue Jays go to their bench early. Waller was cut off on that drive. Goes out to Steckbauer. Zion Turner trying to fight through a screen. On the give and go. Down low. Missing at the rim is Connor Moots. Broadhagen got him to change that. You know what? Broadhagen got his glasses knocked off. Broadhagen gets his goggles back on. Broadhagen gets it back three. Well, of course, he couldn't see it. He missed it off the back bracket. That makes sense. Broadhagen had to adjust the eyewear. In fact, he's still fussing to make sure that he's got the 2020s going here. Blue Jays have the ball back. Michael Casper on his dribble. Over into the corner now to Chase Bunnell. And now Steckbauer. Broadhagen comes out to guard him. So this is not the matchup the Evergreens are looking for defensively. And still had to pass it out to Chase Bunnell. Steckbauer gets it back. Splits on Zion Turner. Blocked by Ostrowski at the rim. Three on three. Zion Turner's got the ball. Weaves through the defender. Scoops to the rim. Round and out. Too much English. Zion had to get through three players. It was a little too much. Merrill in transition to Steckbauer scores over Studeman. And the Blue Jays take their first lead 4-3. 15 minutes to play in the half. Broadhagen set shot three off the rim, no good. Long rebound. Studeman can't squeeze it for the Evergreens. Ahead to the Blue Jays, Chase Bunnell. Bunnell, wow, the Evergreens weren't back quick enough on defense. Bunnell goes right to the rim and scores. 6-3. So the Evergreens open with a three, and then the Blue Jays get the next 6 points. So a streaky start here. Hallenbeck has the dribble. Ostrowski set a screen for him. Hallenbeck foul line with his dribble to the corner. Studeman three to tie. No good. Evergreens are 1-for-4 from behind the arc. Steckbauer got the rebound. So no offensive rebounds for the Evergreens so far here. Baseline, that's a travel. Now they're going to say he stepped on the line. Went all the way into the corner there to Connor Moots. I thought Moots dragged his back foot. Referee pointed at the line in front of the Everest bench and said he stepped out of bounds. So the Blue Jays have turned it over for a second time. They lead 6-3, and the Evergreens walk the ball up. 14:20 to play in the first half. Zion Turner dribble, goes back out. Hallenbeck had the three, passed it up. Instead, dribbles in for a tougher two. Tried to go off glass, and he missed it. Evergreens have been cold from the floor. They've missed their last five shots. Blue Jays, though, have not built much of a lead during this time. That's stripped away by Studeman. Goes out of bounds. I think Hallenbeck was closest to it and couldn't squeeze it. Yeah, this is going to stay with the Blue Jays. They'll inbound right in front of the Everest bench. It comes inbounds to Steckbauer. Zion Turner on him. Gives it over now to Connor Moots. And back out to Chase Bunnell. Bunnell looked to drive in. Broadhagen cut him off and angled him back. Broadhagen still bodied him up. Extra pass down low on the double team. It's good offensive movement. Caleb Tim scores at the rim. Chase Bunnell knew there were two, so he figured someone else down low must have been open. 8-3 Blue Jays. Keaton Edwards will come in next stoppage. The Evergreens want a little more size here. Here's Hallenbeck scooping underneath. Bad shot. Had to get through two defenders and hit the underside of the backboard. And the Blue Jays get it. Evergreens 0 for their last six. Almost dribbling the ball out of bounds was Connor Moots. Gets it over to Steckbauer. If Merrill scores here, the Evergreens are going to need a timeout. Here's a three from Bunnell. It's good. So the Evergreens are officially off to a bad start against the Blue Jays. It's 11-3. No timeout. The Evergreens are going to play through this. Zion Turner brings it up to Hallenbeck. Evergreens need something out of this possession to Ostrowski, who thought about the three, now drives in. Cut off along the baseline. Chase Bunnell slid over, blocked the path, goes back out to Zion Turner. Quick popping three. Zion Turner, no good. Ostrowski gets the rebound. First offensive rebound for the Evergreens. Goes cross court now to Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck looks to drive in to the rim, hangs there and scores. Hallenbeck breaks the dry spell for the Evergreens. It's 11-5. 12 and a half to play until the intermission. Here's Steckbauer. Zion Turner almost got him to knock that away. Zion Turner on the overplay. Steckbauer is open for a three, and it's good. Steckbauer, who's got a quick 7 points, 14-5. Evergreens to the corner. Broadhagen passes up the three, goes back to Ostrowski. Hallenbeck open, passes up that shot too. Now to Broadhagen down low. Broadhagen's hit from behind, no call. And Broadhagen recovering, it goes out of bounds. Boy, that hurts that the Evergreens didn't get that whistle. The Evergreens are subbing in three players. Keaton Edwards comes in for Ostrowski. Colton Kielman will come in for Alex Studeman. And Jake Broadhagen will go out Sievertson is in as well. Keelman, Sievertson, and Edwards come in for the Evergreens. It's really a new look to the corner. Blue Jays have the ball off the Everest turnover. Pearson Payan is now in. Spinning in the lane is Bunnell. Pulls up and scores. Got one step down below the foul line, and Bunnell now has seven. To match Steckbauer's seven, 16-5. Zion Turner pops the quick three again. That one round and out. So on senior night, Zion Turner is cold, at least for now. Zion's got no points, has missed his first three shots. And the Blue Jays own the board so far in this game. To the corner, Chase Bunnell driving in traffic. Blocked by Hallenbeck. Just rejected Bunnell. Ahead to Zion Turner, who scores. Evergreens get points in transition. And the Evergreens will take a timeout now. They're within 16-7 as the Evergreens try and recover from a slow start. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We're told at a young age that defensive driving is important. Watch out for the other guy. Well, we can be the best at it, but sometimes someone still inflicts a bit of pain on our car or truck. That includes Mother Nature with her smorgasbord of Wisconsin weather. Stuff that over the years can change the look of your vehicle. Anytime, for any reason, your car or truck needs a facelift, that's the time to go from defensive to offensive. Pick the best place with the best people, because doing anything less doesn't get it done. Right. Abra Auto Body. Best place, best people. Wausau, Northside.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere. Live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Evers Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Well, in my mind, this will just make the big second-half comeback for the Evergreens more exciting. We trail by 9, 16-7. But we're not even halfway through the first half, 11:20 to play. Blue Jays have the ball out of the timeout. The Evergreens, again, have Keaton Edwards, first player off the bench, and the Evergreens are going to need Keaton to match up and get some big rebounds here. This is a big spot for Keaton Edwards, who settles back into the Everest defense. Steckbauer brings it up against Zion Turner. Steckbauer picked up his dribble foul line, and Keaton Edwards came out to guard him. Had to give it off to Michael Casper. Casper looks to drive in, double-teamed, kicked back out to Chase Bunnell. Bunnell lost that off his leg. Oh, they're going to say it's out of bounds off the Evergreens. Thought Bunnell dribbled that right out of bounds. Referee, much closer than me, didn't see it that way. Nate Waller, who was in for a few moments before, comes back in for the Blue Jays. Caleb Tim, who was out too, comes back in for Merrill. So it's Tim, he's their biggest player, against Keaton Edwards driving in Steckbauer. That should be an offensive foul. No, it's a travel. Steckbauer ran into a stationary Brian Hallenbeck. By calling the travel first, saying that he took a third step instead of two, that saves him an offensive foul. No matter, the ball's turned over to the Evergreens. Let's see if they can cut into this nine-point deficit. Hallenbeck brings the ball up. Hallenbeck will run the point here to Zion Turner. Now a first touch for Cade Sievertson. He's 30 feet away from the basket. To Zion Turner, looks to drive in, splits defender. Z took an extra step, not called. Back out, baseline three, Colton Keelman. Good! Evergreens needed that. Colton Keelman off the bench hits a three from the baseline. Well, now, wait a minute. They're going to say that's a two. No, they first posted as a two. Now it's a three. Steckbauer answers with a three of his own. The Blue Jays can do that all night. You got to come out and guard him. Colton Keelman back out. Here's Cade Sievertson for a three. That's too strong. Up off the rim, losing the ball on the rebound is Quinn Steckbauer, but it's picked up by his teammate in the backcourt. The Evergreens had already vacated. Connor Moots picks it up. Steckbauer goes over. It's 19-10 as the teams have traded threes. Here's a baseline three for the Blue Jays, and that's good too. Blue Jays are hot from behind the arc. Pearson Payan hit that. The Evergreens just have to see if they can weather this storm. Down low to Keaton Edwards, low blocks. Felt the double team, goes back out to Sievertson, and now Brian Hallenbeck will reset. Hallenbeck thought about driving. Wow, on the clear out, Hallenbeck to the rim. Lot of contact, no whistle, and they miss. Wow. Hallenbeck had to split defenders, and the Blue Jays get the rebound. They lead 22-10. Zion Turner almost knocked that away from Steckbauer, and now they're going to call a late reach-in foul on Zion Turner. That's his first. They've been letting him play. Zion Turner gets his first, team's second. Blue Jays will inbound the ball, leading 22-10. Blue Jays have four threes. Evergreens have just two. Blue Jays have owned the boards in this game, so that's something the Evergreens have to turn around. Blue Jays are asking Connor Mootz to inbound to Steckbauer. Zion Turner still on him. Evergreen show this man-to-man. Steckbauer looks to drive, dishes to the corner. Looking to drive in here is Michael Casper. Casper made an extra pass underneath. It's at the feet of Caleb Tim, and it goes out of bounds. Turned over. Merrill sitting on a 12-point lead now. Under 10 minutes to play in the first half. Hallenbach with his dribble. Over to Cade Sievertson. Set a screen for Cade, not open for the three. Cade Sievertson looks to drive. Evergreens have Brayton Kinderman in here. Kinderman just set a hard screen on the low blocks. Back to Zion Turner. Turner tried to pass that down low to Edwards. It's deflected. Edwards has it. Keaton Edwards gives it back out. Double team around him to Hallenbeck. Cross court. Kinderman thought about the three. Drives in. Long two. Leans in. Missed everything. Just barely grazed the front of the rim. Ball's loose. Keaton Edwards picks it up along the baseline to Kinderman, who is fouled. Kinderman will go to the free throw line. Good hustle play by Keaton Edwards, who was able to pick up that loose ball before it went out of bounds. Or else that ball would have gone over to the Blue Jays. The foul is on Nathan Waller. Kinderman will shoot two free throws. Brayden Kinderman has been at the foul line very infrequently this year. But if memory serves, he's a good free throw shooter. Just made his first. Basketball is brought to you by our website, everythingevergreens.com. Never miss a score and hear podcasts of every game. It's a website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, Abra Auto Body, InterCity State Bank, and DeVorney Orthodontics. Everythingevergreens.com. Second free throw is a miss. Offensive rebound by Brian Hallenbeck. Cross court, Zion Turner, three ball up. You could tell it was no good right out of Z's hand. Merrill gets the rebound, lobs all the way down. A block, no, a late foul. Either on Colton Kielman or Brian Hallenbeck, who are getting back quickly. Zion Turner's outside shot, at least so far in the first half, is off. And Brian Hallenbeck, one of the Everest players who has been on tonight, has just picked up his second. Two free throws are coming up for Caleb Tim in this 22-11 game. Ostrowski is going to come back in for the Evergreens. And Broadhagen's coming back in, too. The Evergreens want more height here. Caleb Tim's first free throw is a miss. So Hallenbeck is going to get a break with his two fouls. Don't want a third to come before halftime. And Brady Kinderman will come out. So the Evergreens' alignment now is Zion Turner, Cade Sievertson, Jake Broadhagen, Keaton Edwards, and Ethan Ostrowski. One more free throw for Caleb Tim. He got the second. It's the Blue Jays' biggest lead. 23-11. 8.5 to play. First half. Ethan Ostrowski down low to Broadhagen. Broadhagen almost fell out of bounds. He did. Broadhagen was kind of lost his balance along the baseline and was falling backwards and turned the ball over. I mean, Merrill's a good team. Merrill's been hitting their outside shots. Merrill has more height than the Evergreens. Those are all advantages for the Blue Jays, but the Evergreens have not played well in this first half, which is kind of frustrating on this senior night. Merrill rotates down low. Casper to Caleb Tim goes cross court, open for a three, quick release, good for Connor Mootz, his first point of the night. 26-11. Game's moving in the wrong direction. Zion Turner's got it, under 8 minutes to play until halftime. Zion Turner back out to Cade Sievertson. Sievertson is guarded by Michael Casper to Broadhagen. This is a two, I believe, and Broadhagen missed it. Zion Turner, hustle play in the corner. Tried to throw that out of bounds off the Merrill player. The Merrill player sidestepped that, and it goes out of bounds off the Evergreens. Zion had to leap towards the Merrill bench to try and save that ball and was trying to throw it off one of the Blue Jay players, and the Blue Jay player just sidestepped it. 26-11. So far, really a message game for the Blue Jays right here. Quinn Steckbauer has it. Zion Turner on him. Zion Turner just fouled him. And before the shot for Zion Turner, that will be his second foul. Team's fourth. So very few whistles so far in this game. which I think is to Merrill's advantage. Again, they're the bigger, more physical team. Goes down low to Steckbauer. Over Zion Turner. He missed. Out of bounds. That should be Everett's ball. It is. Caleb Tim tried to squeeze that rebound, and he couldn't. Zion Turner now is going to go out because he's got the two fouls. The Evergreens will bring in another player with two. Brian Hallenbach comes back in. So Turner, the Evergreens' best player on the bench, and the team's trailing by 15. Hallenbeck walks it up. This will be played as a half-court set to Cade Sievertson. Sievertson dribbling. Got a clear out here. Sievertson stops and scores. Sievertson with the baby 12-footer. Good. Defensive player ran right by him. Now the Evergreens want a timeout. The Blue Jays have the Evergreens doubled up right now. It's 26-13, 7:09 to play until halftime. Back in half a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Man, I need a change of scenery. Work is bumming me out.
You should come work with me at Line Tech.
You know I don't have any industrial experience.
You don't need experience. That's why it's such a great place to work. Line Tech starts you out at $17.50 an hour and $20 an hour on nights after 1 year. And no swing shift. And I can move to a different shift within 18 months. You know what else is cool?
What?
I also get 3 weeks of vacation on January 1st for working there a year. Do you have your phone?
Yeah.
Grab it. Just go to linetech.com.
Line Tech is an equal opportunity employer. Women, minorities, protected veterans, and individuals with disabilities are encouraged to apply.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Back to the Everest Fieldhouse. The Blue Jays have the ball out of the timeout. 7 minutes to play in the first half, and Merrill leads 26-13. Zion Turner with two fouls still on the bench. Merrill back out. Open three. Casper good. Casper shook free from his man on that screen. There was no one within two strides of him. 29-13. So, you know, these outside shooting teams, it's feast or famine. It is feast for the Blue Jays right now. An answer three for Cade Sievertson. Good. So the team's trade hits from behind the arc. 6.5 to play. 29-16. On the moving without the ball, down low, Caleb Tim was fed there by Steckbauer. He scores at the rim. 31-16. Yeah, the offense just coming easy for the Blue Jays. Another three attempt. This one's too long for Cade Sievertson. Ball comes out to Keaton Edwards, who gets the rebound. To Hallenbach, who's open for a three. Good! Hallenbach hits a three. So the Evergreens trade a three for them to a two, 31-19. Now under 6 minutes to play. Looking to drive in and cut off there is Chase Bunnell. Into the corner now, Connor Moots. Can the Evergreens get a couple of stops? Here's Steckbauer, splits defenders. That's going to be a push before the shot. Steckbauer started his move and was fouled. The Evergreens still have a couple of fouls to give, non-shooting. And the foul is on Cade Sievertson. Evergreens will put Alex Studeman back in, and Zion Turner comes back in too. So this is a smaller look for the Evergreens as Keaton Edwards and Brian Hallenbach both go out. The Evergreens would really like to keep Turner and Hallenbach from picking up a third foul. They both have two. Merrill inbounds, almost thrown into the backcourt. Chase Bunnell tracks it down. Ethan Ostrowski's back in for the Evergreens. So Ostrowski and Broadhagen are the bigs. Almost stolen. It is. Ostrowski got his hand in there. Broadhagen picks it up. Two on two. Zion Turner feeds ahead to Cade Sievertson, who scores. Cade's got seven. The Evergreens have this down to a 10-point deficit. And that's knocked away in the corner, almost stolen by Alex Studeman. Again, the Evergreens are fighting a couple of things here. Outside shots haven't really been going down for the Evergreens. Blue Jays are taking a timeout as the Evergreens are within 10, 31-21, with 5:25 to play in the half. Yeah, the Evergreens' outside shooting, not so good. Zion Turner's shot so far has been off. Zion has only 2 points. Sometimes, even in this senior year, Zion Turner pushes. Like it's a big game, like he really, really wants it, you know, all of that. Both teams gathering. This is going to be a full timeout. First timeout that the Blue Jays have taken. 31-21, and we are sponsored by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive body work is competitive, too, until you know everything about Abra Auto Body. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. That's Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side. Seeding meeting comes up on Sunday, so this is the last game that counts towards how the teams are ranked. Now, the Blue Jays are a Division II team, so the Evergreens would not see them postseason. I think the Blue Jays can go a long way in the Division II brackets. Just easier teams there. The Evergreens are Division I. Who knows where they get sent? A lot of toughies in the Division I bracket here. Blue Jays inbound out of the timeout. Goes into the corner, Chase Bunnell. Bunnell looks to drive in, and Ostrowski picked up his dribble and goes back out now to Steckbauer. Steckbauer got Sievertson on him. So the Evergreens switching off the defensive matchup while driving into the rim, reversing. Missing at the rim is Chase Bunnell. Zion Turner gets the rebound. Turner in transition, threw it out of bounds. Turner was trying to hit Cade Sievertson on the run. The pass was behind Cade and went into the Merrill bench. The chance to get this back down to single digits, and the Evergreens did not cash that in. Ouch. Quinn Steckbauer brings the ball back up for the Blue Jays. Under five to play in the first half. Steckbauer, three. It's a contested three. He missed it. And rebound to the Evergreens. Broadhagen tipped it over to Alex Studeman. Another chance to get this down to single numbers. Zion Turner to the baseline. That's a miss by Cade Sievertson. Loose ball foul on the Evergreens. That was an ugly shot from Cade. A little bit difficult because Cade had to square up his shoulders along the baseline, but that's a 12-footer that sailed right over the rim. Missed everything. Ethan Ostrowski is called for the foul, his first. It's the last one that the Evergreens have to give. Evergreens are trying some token full-court pressure now. Cade Sievertson's going to pester Steckbauer a little bit, who brings it right up across the timeline. Over to Chase Bunnell. To the baseline, Michael Casper, three, good. Played him too soft. 34-21. You know, what's frustrating there is that the Evergreens had two possessions with a chance to get this down to 8 points or seven, and the Evergreens did not score. The Blue Jays come back and hit a three of their own, stretch it back out to a 13-point advantage. 4.5 to play in the first half. Here's Jake Broadhagen behind the arc. Moots comes out to guard him. Hallenbeck is back in. So Hallenbeck and Turner each with two fouls. Bad pass, almost stolen. Well, that should not be a backcourt violation. It was tipped back there by the Blue Jays. The Evergreens recovered in the backcourt. That's a lousy call. And Coach Rocky Bolden is in the ear of the referee there. That's not good. It's the kind of game where the Evergreens are going to need the little things to go their way. That's a little thing that went the wrong way. Quinn Steckbauer gives it over to Chase Bunnell with his dribble. Bunnell, no look underneath the Caleb Tim, thrown out of bounds, saved in by the Blue Jays. In traffic, hanging and scoring is Michael Casper. Casper now has eight. 36-21. Under 4 minutes to play. Hallenbeck to Broadhagen in the corner. Broadhagen guarded tightly, so the three does not go up. Hallenbeck, they're playing him soft. That's off the foot of one of the Blue Jays players. Well, they got that one. It'll stay with the Evergreens. Evergreens will inbound in front of the parents section. And Hallenbeck is going to inbound right now. Zion Turner. Studeman thought about the three and said to Hallenbeck, low blocks, got the double team, tries to spin through it, goes back out. Broadhagen set, three, good! Jake Broadhagen on senior night. Evergreens needed that. 36-24. Again, you get the feeling that you'd be comfortable if it was a single-digit game at halftime. Open for a three the other end, no good, a long miss by Moots. Broadhagen gets the rebound. So Broadhagen's got a make, and he's got a board. The Evergreens will walk this up, trailing by 12, and will go under 3 minutes to play in the half on this possession. Zion Turner. Not going to keep Z down all game. He'll get going in the second half. Zion with only 2 points. Hallenbeck splits, makes an extra pass in traffic, knocked away. Another turnover at a key point. Coming back the other way and scoring, Chase Bunnell. Merrill has scored a lot of points off Everest turnovers. 14-point lead here. Thinking about the three with Sievertson, Zion Turner straight on three, a miss again, and an over-the-back foul on the Evergreens. Cade Sievertson was battling for it. Going to walk all the way down to the other end. shoot free throws. Just uncharacteristic to see Zion Turner so off. It is Sievertson's second. I'm not really sure that Steckbauer is the right person to be shooting here. Evergreens are going to take Hallenbach out, keeping him at two fouls. Steckbauer shoots the 1-1, so the ball is live on a miss. It's a make. Steckbauer, one of the elite free throw shooters in the conference. Steckbauer now has 8 points, and he missed that one. An offensive rebound for the Blue Jays, Chase Bunnell, and Bunnell was fouled. So here comes another 1-1. Fouls are really uneven at this point in the game. That's the ninth team foul on the Evergreens against only one for the Blue Jays. Alex Studeman's called for it. Chase Bunnell shoots the 1-1. Missed that one. Ball is loose. Offensive rebound for the Blue Jays, but missing at the rim is Caleb Tim. And Broadhagen got the rebound for the Evergreens. Everest trails by 15, 2.5 to play in the first half. Here's Studeman, guarded closely, split defense, reach in, and is fouled, non-shooting. I believe that's Connor Moots they're going to whistle there. Nope, Michael Casper, 21 instead of 22. Evergreens limbound in front of the Merrill bench. Braden Kinderman, who played a little bit before. Wow, Kinderman just had the ball. He inbounded to Zion Turner. Turner gave it back to Kinderman. It went right off Kinderman's shoulder and out of bounds. Kinderman was not expecting to get the ball back. Yeah, it's been that kind of first half for the Evergreens. Quinn Steckbauer will walk it up. Looks like the Blue Jays may be deliberate here. They're going to take this under 2 minutes to play in the half. Steckbauer to the corner. Open for the three, but not taking it is Bunnell. Instead, Bunnell tries to drive in, makes an extra pass to Caleb Tim, who scores. Evergreens rotated the double team over on the penetration, left Tim all alone. 41-24. Hanging in the air and scoring is Cade Sievertson. And wow, there's a lot of contact there, too. Sievertson looked to me like he was fouled and made the basket. No whistle, though. 9 points for Sievertson, who now leads the Evergreens. 140 to play. Wow, splitting defenders too fast for Broadhagen is Steckbauer, who goes to the rim and scores. Nice take there from the senior. 43-26. Zion Turner to Studeman. Studeman's got a high screen. They double team him. The ball is loose. Zion Turner hustles to it, gets it back. Turner looks to drive, hangs too strong off the rim, a tough angle. Zion Turner misses again. Long outlet pass looking for Chase Bunnell down the court. It's over his head and out of bounds. The ball will go back to the Evergreens. Keaton Edwards comes back in. I think Kinderman's going to come out here. Nope, Zion Turner is going to come out. Again, they're trying to manage the playing time because you don't want Turner or Hallenbeck to pick up a third foul before halftime, and both Turner and Hallenbeck are on the bench. Sievertson plays the point. Two bigs for the Evergreens, Keaton Edwards and Jake Broadhagen now. 105, 104, 103 until halftime. Evergreens are trailing by 17. Kinderman's got it on the near side. Has his dribble over to Studeman, who traveled. Studeman was faking the three, trying to get his man up in the air, and he shuffled that back foot. So with 53 seconds left in the half, the one thing we're sure of, it's going to be a big hole for the Evergreens at halftime. Blue Jays look like they're going to hold for one shot. Steckbauer's just going to walk this ball up across the timeline where Sievertson is going to pick him up. Holding the ball out is Connor Moots. So Steckbauer's going to play like a shooting guard here. The Evergreens are pressuring the ball. Gets it over to Caleb Tim. 30 seconds left in the half. Blue Jays by 17. I mean, they could stroke a three here, and the Evergreens would be down by 20. That's almost stolen by Sievertson, who's got two fouls. Came out on the overplay. Michael Casper saves the possession. Studeman was pestering him now, and now it's into Steckbauer's hands. The timer is down to 12, 11, 10. Blue Jays now begin to run a play. Over to Chase Bunnell, 8, 7, 6. Bunnell, no look, underneath, reversing and scoring is Caleb Tim. That'll be the final basket of the half. Actually, a half-court launch here from Cade Sievertson, no good. Evergreens are down big. Blue Jays look every bit like the second place team in the Valley Conference. They lead 45-26 on senior night at the DC Everest Fieldhouse. We'll total up the score sheet and look at our first half leading scorers after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.